the recovery and reintegration of Bo Bergdahl is a work in progress.
ABC News correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Washington, D.C. this morning where, well, people are talking about this on both sides of the issue. Good morning, Stephen.
And good morning to you. The White House says that the ethos is to not leave an American behind enemy lines, and that's why the U.S. did what it had to do to get Bo Bergdahl back. But Republicans are sharply critical, saying that these are some of the worst Taliban detainees that we have transferred over to Qatar. And there are pictures the world has seen of these men coming off a plane to hugs. The White House has not fully described the assurances that it says it has received by the Emir of Qatar that these men will not pose a threat to the United States or our allies, although we do understand there is a one-year travel ban that would keep them in Qatar.
What is next for him? You mentioned he's now being treated at a medical center in Germany. What happens for Bo Bergdahl now?
Bo Bergdahl is undergoing a regimen of decompression that the military has, they have a plan for how to deal with POWs after they come back after a period of captivity. This is something that stems from decades of working with prisoners of war as they are reintegrated into society. He will stay at Landstuhl for a while until the doctors clear him. He'll come to the United States and go to an Army medical center in San Antonio, Texas. It's expected he'll be reunited with his family there. They still haven't spoken with him by phone. And you heard Bo Bergdahl's father say over the weekend that he has trouble understanding English. And obviously a lot of folks are curious about that. But you have to imagine that there is some trauma that he endured in captivity.
Let's turn our attention to those five Taliban prisoners. What exactly were they accused of doing?
Well, they are high-level officials in the Taliban who were captured pretty much just soon after 9/11, as the U.S. and the Northern Alliance went in, and they've been in Gitmo ever since. One of them was the former deputy defense minister of the Taliban, said to be an associate of Osama bin Laden. WikiLeaks had a document that showed that the U.S. believed these men posed a high risk of going back into the fight, as it were. Again, no assurances have been publicly explained as to how the United States is confident that these men will not pose a threat going forward.
I also have seen some people raising questions about Bo Bergdahl's conduct in the war zone itself. I've even seen some people accused him of being a deserter. Have you seen that?
And this is not coming from politicians, but from fellow service members who are pretty consistent when they say that Bo Bergdahl walked off his post and had left his weapon behind, carrying only a compass, that he intended to apparently go on some kind of adventure, it seems, through the mountains of Afghanistan. He was captured. And the most damning accusation is that a number of service members actually died as members of his unit were tasked to go look for Bo Bergdahl. So lots of questions coming, not from politicians, but from fellow service members.